Macmillan Audio presents The Tenth Girl by Sarah Faring. Read for you by Frankie Corzo and Mark Sanderlin.
Prologue. Do not be fooled. Territorial spirits inhabit our earthly flesh as we move through this brightly painted world. And long after our flesh rots, the spirits remain, playing in the muck. Only the gods are free of them, watching from beyond the ice, in their forgotten houses of cloud. Zapuche Tribe Teaching. At the very southern tip of South America, where fields of ice meet mountains of salt, a finishing school for girls existed on a lone shelf of rock. The school wasn't always a school. No, it was once a grand country home, built for a wealthy family fleeing unnamed bloodshed in Europe. No one quite understood how this family tunneled vaulted cottages into sheer Argentine stone, but after their escape from the old country, nothing was impossible for the De Vaccaro family. As the stories go, their clan relished life atop their cliff, at least for a time. Their matriarch, Domenica De Vaccaro, was a cheerful woman with strong hands the size of a giant's, who ate a dozen eggs each day for breakfast, raw, and instructed her sons to walk off their troubles and pains. And walk off the sons did, to the city of good heirs. The remaining De Vaccaro house shrunk to nearly nothing, but Domenica knew how to manage a problem as trivial as loneliness. She recruited girls from other rootless families abroad and offered them a rich education from her perch over the ice. The first class comprised only 10 girls, one of whom was Domenica's own young daughter. She taught them herself, but in time, the classes and the faculty both grew. A president's daughter attended, a tyrant's, an exiled artist's, and the daughter of the minister who exiled him. Such was the will of Domenica De Vaccaro. Any gap could be bridged, political, moral, and otherwise. Experts visited from far and wide to take in the Patagonian air and teach lessons ranging from the practical, arithmetic, to the mystical, curing illness with candlelit vigils. The reputation of the school soared, and Domenica soon handpicked her 10 pupils per year from the stacks of handwritten letters that reached her ice-locked home, as if flown there on desperate paper wings. They were happy, her pupils, and the precocious little things went on to explore all corners of the globe, enriched with a level of experience few outsiders could understand. Surely, said the Buenos Aires Society pages, there was something in the meltwater. One day, tragedy befell the historically fortunate De Vaccaro family, as tragedy is wont to do. A mysterious illness swept through the house and school, an illness that could not be cured, much less described to those who did not feel its chill in their own bones. The local Zapuche tribe, from which many of the staff hailed, whispered that unhappy spirits from across the world had flocked there to help their tribe seize back the cliff. They called the spirits Los Otros, or the Others, a name that may be known to you. In time, the house was emptied out, barren, but never soulless. 60 years later, an intrepid group of teachers, led by the Vaccaro descendants, ventured out to that remote edge of the world. They returned to the house and reopened the school. We find ourselves there, on the ice at the shore. Welcome to Vaccaro School. 1. Mavi, Argentina, March 1978. The boat wove around dozens of fat, fake-looking icebergs parked in the aquamarine depths to reach this solitary dock. 3 hours on the lake, and I never glimpsed another person but the captain, a ruddy-faced, early emphysema case. After hour one, I was grateful when the massive ice shelf appeared. Its milky blue shell looks like a cloud formation
Sample complete. Ready to continue?